Well, just a great song. And yeah, I mean, there's nothing more amazing than to me a White Christmas. And yes, I, as y'all know, DeFantastic grew up in Texas. And it doesn't snow very often where I'm from. I grew up in Southeast Texas, Houston, like an hour from the coast. So very warm. But when it does snow, I mean, God, it really just solidifies the Christmas feel. But then there's some years where it's just hot as shit. And then you're just like, yeah, okay, I'm going to wear my Christmas outfits, but I'm burning up alive. But I'm still dedicated to the task. Like, I'm still going to wear my Christmas, my Santa hat, like, my Christmas dress, and it's hot as fuck. But, like, I, you know, it's fine, you know, like, sweating my tits off, but it's still Christmas. Like, I feel like that's how some people might feel, like, when you're in, like, the Caribbean or elsewhere during Christmas time. It's like, yeah, it's Christmas, but also, like, I'm hot as balls. So, yeah. Anyway, so, yes, welcome to our Christmas episode. My co-host, Queen Aura, is not here. She is sick, so it's just me. And, yeah, I just kind of want to talk a little bit about Christmas food. Now, I feel like, can we just stop, everyone? Just stop. Let's just stop pretending that Thanksgiving food does not rival Christmas food. Like, yes, Thanksgiving, people come from everywhere to come and celebrate and, like, bring all their favorite dishes. But the same shit happens on Christmas Day. Like, it's not like we don't make food in the same way, you know? Like, it's not like we're just like, oh, let's just order fucking, you know, Chinese food. Like, no, like, everyone's gonna make something really cool, bring it all together, have some amazing food. Like, that's what we do on Christmas Day, especially for Black families. Like, we're gonna show up and turn out, right? Like, we're gonna put our fucking feet in that shit. Like, both of them. Like, both of them. Like, we're absolutely gonna do that shit. Like, whether it's the collard greens, the gumbo, the honey baked ham, the dirty rice, sweet potato pie, which I personally don't like. Actually, let me step back. So, before anyone, you know, fucking, like, before anyone just, you know, trashing me for that, let me explain. I'm not a potato person. I don't like yams. I don't like potatoes. I don't like potatoes in general. I don't like mashed potatoes. I don't like baked potatoes. I don't like any of that. So, unfortunately, sweet potatoes kind of go into that realm for me. Sweet potato pie just isn't my jam. I've tried some that I've liked, but it's very few and far between. So whatever. But regardless, like, Christmas foods, we're gonna fucking do that shit. Like, we're gonna bring that shit. We're gonna make fucking excellent food. We're gonna show up, show out, turn out, eat all that fucking food, and you're gonna eat that food for the next, like, week. Like, same shit as Thanksgiving. Like, I don't know why we pretend that Thanksgiving, like, does not rival the Christmas food, period. I will say this. I feel like there's just a little more time to enjoy the food on Thanksgiving because nothing else to do, right? It's the Thanksgiving get together, people play games, people play spades, like, people just show up and turn out and have a good time with their food on Thanksgiving. Christmas, like, you gotta eat to open the presents or vice versa. Regardless, like, you're not spending as much time around the table eating, kicking, all that sort of shit. Like, you're trying to get through the rest of the day, trying to entertain the kids, to stop them from wanting to open their presents so early, all of that. Every Christmas morning, my dad and my brother-in-law get together and then call it, what, like, Boom Boom's Breakfast House? It's really cute. So basically, they make, like, pancakes, like blueberry pancakes, and, you know, other breakfast foods, which is super adorable, if you like breakfast. I, again, for some odd reason, not a big breakfast fan, which is super funny because every year, I, like, dad always asks me, like, what pancakes do I want? And I say, I don't want them. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I don't like pancakes. And he's like, that's the first time I've ever heard of this. I'm like, actually, dad, no, I've never liked pancakes. I hated them as a child, and I've continued to hate them to today. I don't want any, thank you so much though, like, I'm good. And he's like, okay, but I guarantee you we'll be having the exact same conversation, on December 25th of this year. I will report back. He might be listening, so he might be like, oh my God, I remember, but no, we will, I promise you, we're gonna have the same conversation about me not liking pancakes. I've never really fuck with breakfast food though. Like, that's not my shit. Like, I don't wake up like craving like a pot of sugar and, you know, like dead chicken periods. Like, I love eggs, but like also they're like chicken periods. Like, it's fine, but like, eh. So I don't like, my favorite breakfast food is steak and eggs. Perfect. Steak and eggs, nice, a lot of protein, just get straight to the point. Like, someone's like, oh, what do you want for breakfast? It's like waffles. Bitch, that's just sweet bread. I'm not going to wake up and eat bread in the morning and feel exhausted throughout the rest of the day. Like, no. I don't like coffee. Like, look, I like a lot of things. I just, the things that I like aren't quote unquote mainstream. So I think what you're hearing from me is I hate all these things. That's not true. I actually like a lot of things. Just when people think of breakfast, I don't enjoy what a lot of people would consider like breakfast food. Me and my husband get into arguments about this all the time. Like, we'll go out and do whatever, and he's like, for brunch, I'm going to have, like, 3 waffles. And I'm like, okay. I mean, good luck not feeling hungry in an hour or so, or exhausted. Because 3 waffles, that's like, what, 6 loaves of bread, pretty much. It's literally just bread. And then you added syrup to it. Like, literally, it's just sweet bread. So, anyways, but... All that to say, Christmas food fucking rivals Thanksgiving food. I will die on this hill. And I think when you spend more time enjoying Christmas food, presents can wait, except for the kids. Y'all can open your presents whenever, wherever. But yes, I just want to say that. Want to get that off my chest. I also want to say, can we come up with different kinds of like meats? 4 things. We've got ham, we've got turkey, we've got prime rib. You know, I want something else, right? Like, what, you know, the people do the turducken thing, which is great. Just, I don't know. Like, you know, can we come up with something different, something new, something exciting? Honey baked ham is a little weird to me. I think it's a little sweet. But maybe this is just my confession or understanding that I don't like sweet foods in general, except if it's dessert, obviously. Maybe this is what this is about. I don't like sweet foods. Thank you, audience. I have figured that out for myself. Anyways, so yeah, I don't know. What other foods are there? Like, maybe we get like a sea bass or something, you know, something really crazy, or just an octopus. Although, I don't know. I kind of feel bad about eating octopuses because they're so fucking smart. But then we also eat, like, pigs, and they're also crazy smart. So, I don't know. Regardless, anyways, Thanksgiving food, Christmas food, I think we bring the same energy, just not the same types of dedication. I would love to hear from people what some other favorite Christmas foods that they have that I didn't mention. I mean, greens to me is just hands down, just perfect. You've got your veggies, you've got your meat, like, it's amazing. And I also learned how to make this really cool drink with pot liquor, which pot liquor is like the soup of the greens, which I'm hoping someone makes greens for Christmas because I really want to make this drink. It looks fucking amazing. I know it's wild, but I want to try it. It looks great. Like, I want to give it a chance to make it. So, anyways, yeah. So, let's get back into some more Christmas music. Oh, yes. This next song is going to be "O Come All Ye Faithful" by Nat King Cole, which, if you have not heard this version of "O Come All Ye Faithful," literally, keep your underwear on. You're going to need to change them very soon. It's fucking amazing. I mean, slaptastic. So, enjoy.
Oh, come, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him.
Yeah.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine. Was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine. come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Christmas for me. better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at him. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna know who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Do you hear me? Well, listen. He knows if you are sleeping. Yeah, he knows if you're awake. And he knows if you've been good or bad. So you better be good, for goodness sake. Hey, hey, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming down. All right, look out. Here he comes.
Listening to Black on Black on Black. You're here with D Fantastic, and this is the Christmas playlist. Excuse me. Yeah, so it's D Fantastic today with Black on Black on Black. Queen Noir is out because she is riddled with some sort of disease. She has some sort of illness. Not disease. It's both, but, you know, disease has a little more of a negative connotation. She's got some sort of cold or whatever. It's our Christmas episode. And, of course, I can't do a Black on Black on Black episode without talking about a little bit of history on things. So I kind of want to talk about the history of Black Santa, which I have been lucky enough to grow up with Black Santas everywhere. They're fucking great. I'll never forget. There were these two Black Santas that my parents had, and it was a Black Santa and Black Mrs. Claus, and they had these little light bulbs, and you would flip the little switch in front of them, and they'd kind of dance and sway a little bit back and forth, and of course they had, like, you know, like, bad, like, velvet on, but they were so cute, and of course they got too old and started becoming a little possessed, like, you know how electronics do, where you turn them on and it's like, instead of Merry Christmas, it's like Merry Christmas, you know, like, so we had to kind of toss them, but they were so cute. And then my maternal grandmother also had this amazing Black Santa, which danced. She loved Black Santas. They were just perfect. And so whenever I see Black Santas, I've got a nice little, they always got a little place in my heart. And I just love seeing them. So let's talk, the history of Black Santa is actually a little controversial. So from what I could find, the first mentions of Black Santa actually appeared in 1915 from a gushing account of President Wilson's honeymoon at a Virginia resort, which included a description of a festive party, which quote-unquote was presided over by dusky Santa Claus, okay, with a large, quote, gaily decorated Christmas tree. Here's another quote. Before the tree disported 15 Negroes whose antics and musical efforts kept the president and everyone else almost convulsed with laughter. That was 1915. So 4 years later, in 1914, the Pittsburgh Daily Post carried a report about, quote, the first Negro Santa ever put on the streets of any city. He had been hired by the Volunteers of American Response to appeals from poor colored children, the newspaper added. But the real breakthrough for Black Santas came in 1936 when tap dancing legend Bill Bojangles Robinson became Harlem's first Negro Santa Claus at an annual Christmas Eve party for underprivileged children. So this is the real kickoff. People are like, oh shit, like Black Santa's like really cool instead of like some weird minstrel shit that President Wilson was obviously on. In 1943, one of Harlem's biggest department stores, Blumstein's, hired its first Black Santa Claus. It was followed in 1946 by a store in Chicago. So, you know, you remember the white flight that happens, where white people move out of suburbs for whatever reasons, whether it's through redlining, redistricting, trying to get away from colored people in their neighborhoods. And so, with white flight in Chicago and in the suburbs, people, you know, there's the shopping at new malls that are being built there. It made for more economic sense for these downtown department stores to tailor their Christmas shopping experience to their now mainly Black customers. So by the 1960s, Santa had become recruited by the Civil Rights Movement, which was starting to use economic boycotts as a weapon and fight for racial equality. So in the 1960s, which would be around the time that my parents were young kids, leading into, teenagers, like, Black Santa became, like, the showcase. Like, hey, Santa ain't gotta always be a white man. Like, we don't know what Santa looked like. People made up stories. White people made up these stories about Santa being white, but we don't actually know. So why can't Santa be Black? Or whatever other ethnicity. So it's really awesome to have grown up seeing a lot of Black Santas. I also got to see a lot of Black angels and stuff to show that, like, Blackness is everyone and every possible thing. And so I love that, and I love kind of showing that the history of Black Santa, although initially was dark, was turned into a civil rights movement of saying, like, we deserve to be represented too. But let's be honest, Santa's most definitely a Black man. Like, he has to be a Black man, because do y'all honestly believe that a white man with a horde of small slaves, that's what they are, the elves are slaves, let's be honest, a horde of slaves will be giving out premium gifts for free? When have we seen this? This has never happened. In the history of humanity, a white man with slaves has never said, here, take my shit for free. This is literally not true. So you're trying to tell me a white man that has access to building and shipping anything anyone could ever want based on their personality he has access to for whatever reason will do just to be nice? Absolutely not. We already have that. That nigga's name is Jeff Bezos. Like, he does not do that shit for free. Like, it's actually impossible. So, no. Santa's Black because the Black Panthers existed, where we were actually, like, doing amazing things in neighborhoods and giving out food and, like, being awesome to, like, community and children. So, yeah. That is my argument for why Santa must be Black, but definitely not a cis white man. That's just not happening. I would actually say it'd be more believable if it was a trans man. I'd be like, okay, you know what? Like, all right, because, you know, he may understand just the differences and the need to be just a little more charitable. A cis white man? With a wife that, like, Miss Claus gets no credit whatsoever. She's just existing. You know, so, no. Sorry, Santa. You're definitely not a white man. Although, if you're listening to me now, you're like, thanks. Thanks, babe, for recognizing my truth. So, you're welcome. but I want to say this. I want to end this Christmas note on something that's deeply important to me. So, as we talked about earlier, I have roots in Christianity, and my religion definitely echoes that, all of the roots in Christianity. But I want to reaffirm and say that my roots in Christianity are, I am a follower of Christ. I am a follower of who he was as a person, everything that he preached, which meant loving people, whoever they are and whatever step they are in their life. Being forgiving sometimes when it sucks, when it hurts, because humans are humans. And just saying, like, at the end of the day, doing what we can to be a betterment and, like, in the community. I think that, unfortunately, like, the whole idea behind Christianity has just been co-opted by power-hungry fucking maniacs who want to hurt people. Because Jesus never said anything about hurting people unless they were fucking rich. The only time he mentioned whipping people with fucking whips were rich, horrible blasphemers. In this time of where a lot of Christians get together and talk about, you know, being Christ-like and doing things for Christmas and all of that, know who the fuck you're talking about. Like, know who you are doing things in the name of. If you're actually doing things in the name of Jesus Christ, then reread some of the things that he has said. Like, reread the things that he has said and what he would actually do. You want to wear bracelets with WWJD, then actually do things that Jesus would do, which is love all, no matter what. And know that we are all drenched in sin. With whatever, and that we are all meant to love each other through this process called life, you know? And at the end of the day, like, that's the most important part. So if you want to do something great for Christmas, instead of showing up at weird abortion clinics or trying to stop people from using their bathrooms, like, go to a soup kitchen. Do things that Jesus would do. Wash someone's feet, you know? Like, provide someone with shoes or food or shelter or, like, you know, jackets and things that could help people in their time of need, instead of trying to have some weird protests about what you think some guy said thousands and thousands of years ago, even though it was written by a man. But I digress. All that to say, if you're going to embody the holiday season, do things that would actually lift other people's spirits up and not dampen them. So anyways, this is going to be the end of my show of Black on Black on Black. You can listen to us every Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I want to thank you guys for listening to us. Queen War will be back next week. But this is actually my last show of 2024. I'll be back in 2025. I've got a lot of traveling to do, celebrations to do, and I'm really excited. Love you guys, and I hope all is well. The next show that's coming up is Hell's Kitchen by John Hell. And it's whatever's in the mood for, whether it's punk, funk, or junk, you're sure to get an earful of hell with John Hell. He's got 20-plus years of non-commercial and pirate radio experience. He's a musical force to be reckoned with. So let's listen to some Christmas music on It's On Our Way Out. And let's go with Merry Christmas, Baby by Otis Redding. See y'all in 2025.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I. old present for my baby and for me. Ha, ha, ha. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Before I was good old friends, I love you, baby. Merry Christmas, my life. Merry Christmas, girl. Merry, merry, merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because I didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle head